Go. Hey.
What was that?
Hey. That was a cool radio voice. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Wednesday podcast. This is where we make a big deal about the small victories. That's the phrase I use. Small victories in our life. Positivity is such a powerful tool to create a healthier life physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. That is why every Wednesday morning you can expect to hear me, Matt, and my wife, who is so gorgeous and beautiful and super funny and kind, talk about our wins every week. We hope you will join us on this episode number 17. Wow. Oh, I just thought I don't have any thing written down, but Heather does. So we're going to start with Heather. Wow. We have a big episode. So be ready for...
It's really not that big.
This sounds so much better.
I know.
We turned off our air in our house. Sounds really good now. Okay. So you're up.
Okay. So my wins for the week. I finally got me some Ono Poke. Got me a poke bowl.
What is a poke bowl?
So it's a bed of brown rice with, you can do like ahi tuna or spicy tuna or salmon or chicken or shrimp. And then you pick your toppings, which I do ahi tuna, spicy tuna, and then I do pineapple, edamame, and avocado. And I do half the amount of rice, and then you pick your sauces, and they have a whole bunch of other toppings you can use, like the crab, the shredded fake crab meat, and all sorts of other things, which are also delicious.
I will say, Heather's bowl yesterday looked like she had red jello meat in her bowl.
So good.
And they call that tuna. And it looked horrible.
It's my favorite food on the face of the planet.
I don't mind eating sushi that has tuna in it. There's no way they're awake.
Oh, it was you.
That's going to be a win for me in just a second. You just wait.
I have more wins, though.
Okay. But yeah, so can I tell them my order?
Yeah.
So I order their fries because I don't know what they cook their fries in, but it is delicious. So I order their fries, and then you get like these two yum-yum sauces with it. And then I get a regular size bowl with brown rice, glazed, teriyaki glazed chicken. And then I get jalapenos, little sweet onion, white onions, trying to remember, crunch, rice seasoning. I always feel weird because they're like, I feel like they're like, any more sides? Cheese. And then I get edamame, and then I get samurai sauce and the spicy mayo. And it's delicious.
Yeah, but the seasoning they put on their fries is what is so good.
It's like the rice seasoning or something.
I don't know, but it's like the best fries I've ever had.
They're super crispy. Yeah. But we had that yesterday. That was kind of a thing that we did.
Yeah. We're making lots of back and forth trips to our... We have a storage unit right now because we're going to be in limbo of houses and moving, and our house is under contract. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But my other win for the week is we had ladies Bible study tonight, and that was super encouraging for me. We had great discussions and it was just great, great fun. And then another win. I finally finished an embroidery hoop that has been sitting in my car for like 2 months. So nice. Finally finished it. And I had posted a picture on Instagram. So it's that one that if you're a friend of mine, you would have seen it. It's a teapot with
flowers coming out of it.
Yep.
That's pretty cool. She has, you already, if you know from earlier episodes, in our house, we have a mirror. Collage?
Just a little wall.
A wall full of not full, but there's 9
Yep.
9 hand embroidered hoops on our wall, and it's really cool. She crushes it. So yeah, this one's pretty cool too because it's totally different. I forgot to take our picture. Oh my. Okay, so we got our picture for if you see in our picture that I have red in my beard and red on my face, it's because our girls have, while Heather was at the ladies' Bible study, the girls went crazy on my face. Like, just lipstick mainly. And
I was wondering what they used.
They just used lipstick, I think. And Georgia, being the smart older sister she is, said, oh, look, my younger sister has just destroyed her makeup kit. So I'll just keep destroying her makeup kit while Georgia's is over there pristine and never been used. And Josie's is just...
That is so mean.
Well, some of us call that mean. Others say that's smart. Because she's like, I'm not going to mess with mine. So that's well, they what were, she did.
We have to post a picture of what they did. He looks like... Braveheart. He sent me a picture before our Bible study tonight, and my first thought was, you look like Mel Gibson off of Braveheart right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can post that picture in our group.
It was so funny. And then I remembered when I got home and noticed that it has not been scrubbed off all the way, and it probably will not for several days.
Oh, wow.
Because Josie, a while back, did the same thing to her face. And I could not get it off of her. And it looked like she had been beat or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, if we don't get this off, it's going to look real bad on me.
Okay, I just had to get that ready. So here's a big win for me. Heather was at ladies' Bible study. And in the meantime, I let the girls paint my face with makeup. I was able to take a shower. I was able to somewhat clean up the kitchen. And I was able to bathe both daughters.
Oh, wow.
And they both took poops.
Ew.
So, good.
You got a lot accomplished in
an hour 2 hours.
Yeah, an hour and a half.
2 hours, yeah. And they are both in bed asleep before she even got home.
That's impressive. Okay.
Okay. Did you hear that little person in the background?
No. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a major win for me. Another win for me was I bought a new gun.
Yep.
That was my Father's Day gift.
And Josie's potty training is going really well. So that's a huge win. So we've got a lot of wins for this week, I feel like.
She got out of the bathtub and said, ooh, I need to go poo-poo. She pooped on the potty. And they both pooped at the same time. It was kind of weird.
It's really funny.
Yeah. So, for all the guys that probably listen to our podcast, I hope there's some guys that listen. I know that at least one guy does. I'm left-handed, so guns are hard to find, but, a buddy of mine had just acquired a left-handed AR-15 chambered in a 350 Legend, which is a really cool straight wall round. And yeah, that's pretty cool. So that makes, I have two ARs, which is cool. And this is I like this gun because it's not too like, like this could be an easy gun for Heather to shoot if we go deer hunting or anything. Possibly easy for Georgia to shoot if we can get her trained up on shooting, besides the BB gun. So yeah, it's a pretty cool gun.
Except for Josie, when it was in the back of the car and you were bringing it inside and she goes, what'd she say? She called it your BB gun.
Yeah.
And we had to explain to her, that is a real gun, not a BB gun. And then she still said, your BB gun?
Yeah. So that is a cool gun, and I'm super pumped about it.
We definitely keep these things far out of their reach, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, we are very gun cautious, gun safe at our house.
Very much so.
And I mean, there's people out there that leave. We won't get into that.
No, we won't get into that.
So, yeah. Any other positives going on? We had a great weekend at church. We had a fellowship meal. Really ate way too much.
I ate enough for like 3 days.
Heather made a chocolate cake, which was good. But the best dessert that day was the Oreo truffle cake. So whatever that was.
It was like a Oreo trifle.
Trifle.
So it's kind of like Oreos, pudding, Oreos, pudding. It was delish.
Yeah. A thing of little value or importance. Oh, a cold dessert of sponge cake and fruit covered with layers of custard, jelly, and cream. So it was like that.
Yeah.
It was like
it was delicious.
It was very good. I had some of that.
Anything with pudding in it, I'm so down.
But it was like a cream cheesy pudding.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird.
It was good.
Was it like cream cheese mixed with pudding or just?
I don't know.
It was good. The best entree. What do you think the best entree was? Oh, the Indian food.
Yes. I had two.
It was like curry chicken with rice and
of it.
Pita. No, not pita. What is that? Naan.
Yep, naan.
Very good. We have a member at our congregation who is from India and
amazing.
And delicious. So
yep.
That was cool. We had a lot of spaghetti too.
There was an abundance of spaghetti. Yeah. That was a popular item this time.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any other wins that I have. We had our house appraised the other day, so we'll know tomorrow if all that went well. The guy was really nice, so got us a storage unit. Already taken stuff over there. Yeah, it's been pretty fun.
Yeah. I have one. So I love this, actually. I acquire like the hand-me-downs of like cool things from Matt's family. And so Matt's mom got a new Apple Watch. So she was like, do you want to use this and see if you like it? And so I've been using her old Apple Watch for like a week or so now, I guess. And I feel like I've been living in the dark ages because it is so cool.
Yeah, I mean,
and this whole time I've been like anti Apple Watch. Yeah. Like,
she's like, why would I need such a thing? In other words, she's saying I don't want to spend money on it, but if like it gets donated,
well, because I didn't my mom really know the purpose of it because I feel like I tote my phone around all the time anyway. So why do I need it?
You need a
Let
watch.
Let me tell you, today it came in handy. Your mom showed me the little pingy button.
Yeah,
she's like, look, she told me that, look, you can press this button and it'll like locate your phone. And I lost my phone today before we left the house. And
we're gonna hear that thing pinging every 5 seconds.
And I pinged it and it was so loud and it worked. And I was like, I'm sold. Apple Watches are awesome for this one factor. And the fact that like pictures, if you text me a picture and a picture pops up, I get really excited. It's super cool.
Yeah. So that, and it tracks your steps. And
I don't know how to do all that though,
but it's on there.
Yeah, I just don't know how to find where it says like your step count and stuff.
You just have to click on it, those little three ring things.
Yeah. What's the step one though? I don't,
it's one of them.
This is where being technologically illiterate comes to play, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Illiterate means you're...
I am. I don't know how to understand these things. Oh,
okay. I thought you were talking... Yeah, okay.
Like, which ring do you click on? I don't think you can click on those.
So, I have a Garmin watch that I've had for 4 years, I think. A Garmin Instinct. It's awesome. Heather got it for me for Christmas. Literally, like... 4 years ago. Wow. Can you believe that? Because you got it for me while we were at Bear Valley.
Oh, yeah.
So It's awesome. I don't even know what you do in life without a watch on your wrist. And people are like, why do you even use that? Is it to tell time? Yes. Oh, swipe to the right. No.
Oh, I figured it out. There you go. Scroll up. I did 8,000, but then other things pop up. 8,822 steps today.
Okay, let me compare your mind. Let me look on my Garmin Instinct app. So, Heather walks a lot all day, though. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't like to sit still. I literally walk circles around our island.
Yeah.
I just don't sit. I cannot sit. I just can't. I don't know what it is.
I'm trying to see what I had. I think I walked a lot today. I don't know. It's always weird because it'll be like, you walked 5,000 steps. And Heather's like, it tells her like, you walked 15,000 steps. And I'm like, there's no way.
I didn't walk. I walked 8,000.
Yeah.
But I did. I do think 2 minutes worth of those for brushing my teeth with it on.
Yeah.
2 minutes of those are a lie. Because you know how you like, yeah, if you shake your wrist. No, it wasn't. I'll swap hands on it tomorrow.
Oh, I feel like that stuff is in my beard.
It is in your beard. Your beard is like discolored.
I got a lot of it out. Oh, well. There's glitter.
You're going to be tinted red for a few days.
But yeah. So it's been a pretty fun week. I've been busy, which is fun. I like being busy. And I was able to, another win, was able to go ahead and throw away our sad trampoline.
Our poor trampoline.
Poor trampoline. Yeah, it's in a trash dump now.
Yeah.
Bye-bye trampoline.
Yeah, that was
and
sad.
Can I go ahead and start with a new segment?
Sure.
What did Matt sell on Facebook Marketplace today? That should be a segment. I love Facebook Marketplace. More, I'm not like, a lot of people are like, they scroll Facebook Marketplace. I can't do that.
No.
Because, yeah. But I can sell stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
And I don't understand how, literally, okay, he orders something on Amazon. It comes the next day.
Yep.
He puts something posted on Amazon, Facebook Marketplace. It sells in a day.
Yep.
I don't understand this.
So when you price things right, things sell. So, and it's funny because Heather will post something on her page and it won't sell at all.
No. Instead, I get scammed by all the fake people.
There's been times, I think I had to sell an ottoman. I sold that ottoman with all those pillows. You had it on your Facebook Marketplace for the longest time in South Dakota. And then I put it on mine and it sold within 2 days.
Yep, that's right.
I've sold multiple vehicles. I've sold a lot of stuff. So, but lately I sold this week. We're going through our shed and I had like stuff I don't need anymore because I just don't need it. I had a lot of wild game processing equipment that I used to use. A meat grinder, a vacuum sealer, and a dehydrator. Dehydrator has not sold yet. But today I sold the meat grinder and the whatever it's called. Food saver. So I just like, I don't even research prices. I just say, this would be decent. And
he sells it for it.
Yeah.
Like, it's so nuts.
Facebook Marketplace is crazy, though. You get the, like, one guy is sending me Spanish messages. I have no idea. I don't speak Spanish. The meat grinder probably got 20 to 25 different people within
a
day.
That is wild.
Of just like, is this still available? Is this still available?
Isn't
happy face?
Weird? Like, that's like something
like I only got scammed once, though.
I never thought would be like so popular. Yeah. A meat grinder.
One person was like, hello, is this still available? Emoji smiley face. And I was like, yeah, it is. And then they were like, cool, I pay cash. I come pick up. Okay. Please send me your location and your phone number. I said, block, scam, report, all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Got to report those scammers now, Heather.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I am like weird though on Facebook Marketplace because people will be like, hey, can I come and get that like at the end of the week? And I'm like, yeah, you can. I'll hold it for you. And then towards the end of the week, they'll be like, yeah, I don't want that anymore. And I'm like, what in the world? So I went against my normal policy and some guy was like, hey, can I buy that? And I was like, yeah. He was like, actually, can I come see it? Can I come like actually just see it tomorrow at like 4:30 in the afternoon? I was like, yeah. And then some lady was like, can I just come pick it up now and buy it? And I'm like, yes, you can. So, so I had to tell that guy, hey, yeah, I sold it. Sorry.
Yeah.
So yeah, pretty cool.
Yep. All I look at is antique furniture. Like my Jacobean cabinets.
Oh, I haven't looked at anything.
I do. I love looking at my little old school cabinets and stuff. They're my fave.
I need to look and see if people sell like scopes for ARs. What? This is going to be the coolest. I may even like send it off to get it dipped.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That would be really cool.
That would be cool.
I know a guy.
Yep. We haven't talked about that in like hunting? 7 years.
Dipping guns?
Yeah.
Hunting? What would I rather have? Dipped gun or new rebound Bible? I have a Bible that I need to have rebound. It's the NASB Inductive Study Bible, and it's a hardback. It's old school. But it is falling apart. It's got a sewn binding, I think. Yeah. Okay. What else you got?
Okay.
What did that even come from?
I don't
Facebook
even
Marketplace.
Know. Yes. Okay. Anyway.
So we're still trying to sell a 5-tray meat dehydrator. If you want one, I got it. $30. OBO.
Anyway.
That's our best offer in Facebook Marketplace lingo.
Okay. So,
should I give a shout out to somebody who's been asking about it?
No.
I'll just give it to her for free.
Okay, cool. Anyway. So we have this new thing that we're starting called How Did You Know You Were Meant to Be Moments.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have to tell you a story. Yesterday, I was grabbing the salsa out of the fridge, and I had not mentioned to Matt that I was doing this.
And my back was turned to her at this point.
And he was grabbing the chips from the pantry at the same time as I was getting the salsa.
It was very like, I mean, both started moving at the same time. I turn around and go and like literally we're standing right next to each other at the island.
Neither of us had said a word.
No, we were just talking about random stuff. And then I turn around and going into our little butler's pantry thing and grab the tortilla chips. And she is pulling the salsa out at that moment. And that's when you know you're meant for each other.
When you're in sync that much. Yeah. When you know this is something that calls for chips and salsa. Oh.
That is a great...
That is the Delilah thing.
When you know you're meant for each other. Okay, that's going to be our...
our Delilah moment?
Yes, that was the Delilah moment. So we knew we were meant for each other back in the day because we would be at Clinton Kenya Olson's house for game night and we would
dominated.
Play we would play couples and it was like charades or
apples. Was it apples to apples? What was that game that we used to play?
Pictionary?
No.
It was something. It was like catchphrase type game where you had to like pretty much be in sync. And we would crush it.
Yep.
So that's when we knew we were meant for each other. And it just keeps going.
Yep.
And we're going to have more things like that throughout the weeks.
Yep.
I got to think about more. I had some more yesterday in my head. But yeah, it was really interesting.
Speaking of salsa.
She is the mustard to my mayonnaise.
Located, discovered, unveiled. The most amazing salsa ever.
Oh, this is...
It's Market Side Walmart salsa.
Yeah, and
it's
medium in flavor.
The cheese area it's where the cold they've
stuff.
Got...
No, it's in that fancy area.
Yeah, and by the cheeses, the fancy cheeses.
Oh, well, when you say cheese, people are thinking okay, like...
Okay, so not all Walmarts like are created equal.
Yeah.
So in our Walmart, it's over by the produce. There's two different salsa sections in the produce. There's the ones that are...
Organic?
No, whoa. That are by... The lettuce and the dressings and the guacamole. This is not that salsa section.
I thought it was.
No, not next to the guacamole. This is the salsa
I have a good thing.
That is over by the Gordo's cheese because it's specialty queso cheese.
Yeah.
And so it is. So funny. We both look to make sure kids aren't coming.
Our table's crackling.
But it's over by all the specialty cheeses, and it's next to the queso cheese, and it is called Market Side, and it's got a yellow label.
It's really good.
And it is hot as all get out, but it is
that's
so
not,
good.
It's not all get out.
But hot. It is.
It's okay. Good. It's very good.
But
our,
it's
both
got
of our daughters
the
will eat it.
Perfect. Consistency, like
yeah.
It's not ultra chunky.
Nope.
It's like
not soupy,
and it's not soupy.
It's
like
got
a perfect
chunks, yeah.
In between.
Yep.
It's so good.
It is.
If I could find it in my
we got
for
it
the girls
2 weeks ago.
We're on our second tub of it.
We like chips and salsa. Not healthy, but it's something we like.
Yeah.
If we could just find a healthy chip.
There is.
We should buy the Siete chips.
I can't find them.
Okay, and that brings me to...
I can't find them now.
Rank your top three grocery stores.
Okay.
All time.
Publix, number one.
Okay.
Number two...
This is ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Oh, Publix is still number one. Number two... Is probably a Dillon's in like Kansas or somewhere. You remember going to a Dillon's? It's
no.
Kind of like a Super Target meets Super Walmart.
Yeah.
Remember
Shields.
And then Super Target.
How do you spell Dillon's?
Just Dillons.
Really? Shop groceries.
They're like in Wichita and stuff.
Yeah, Wichita. Unsung hero of the Midwest.
Yeah,
that
it
is
a
cool town.
An awesome store if you ever get to go to one.
It looks nice. We've been to one once.
Yeah,
maybe I've
and
only
it
been
was
to
amazing.
One. I'm gonna go with New Style Piggly Wiggly, Publix, not Old Style Piggly Wiggly. That's the worst. Back in the day, I used to work at a Piggly Wiggly. For 2 months, and I just stopped going. I don't even think I got my last paycheck. Sad. I did not like that. That was not...
That's not good work ethic. You probably shouldn't talk
about that. Oh, we want to talk about work ethic. I had to go stand on my feet after I just spent 3 hours that morning going through a horrible workout. And then it was like, oh, let's go stand on my feet for 8 hours. This sounds great because I was a cashier.
Do we want to what's that word?
Unpack?
Yeah. Unpack why you had to get that job?
Yeah, because I don't have any money.
I thought you had to get it because you like wrecked your mom's car or something.
Probably.
I don't remember
what it was.
I was
a horrible kid.
And you came home and were like, but I got a job to pay for it.
Yeah.
Didn't
I used to work at
something?
The... used to work at the Johnny Rockets too. That could have been a TV show. There were some interesting folks that worked there. Like,
I never went to a Johnny Rockets.
You are very thankful that you haven't.
What did you compare it to? Waffle House?
Yeah. These ladies that I worked with could definitely have worked the night shift at Waffle House. And I think some of them did. I mean, I should not, like, a Christian boy should never have worked there. It was scary. It was just like, what are y'all talking about? What is that? Drugs? So
I just wish everybody, I just picture you with your full head of hair.
I did. And no beard.
No.
Chubby cheeks.
I picture you as the boy that played for West Blockton this year. Because y'all are, that's your doppelganger.
Yeah.
And I just picture him working at a Waffle House or something with some rough folks.
Oh, but this was Johnny Rockets. Too funny. To where I had to wear a button and a bow tie and a hat and an apron. Every day.
Oh, bow tie.
It
sounds cute.
Not at all. I don't even know what I was talking about now.
Johnny Rockets.
What was that before that?
We were talking about how rough the crowd was.
Before that.
Oh, I was trying to figure out what you did to have to get the job at before Piggly that. Wiggly.
Oh, we were talking about top three groceries. I don't know. I was a dumb kid, Heather. Jeez. She wants to bring up my past when I was a heathen. I was not a good kid.
But you didn't even do anything like that bad. It was funny, though.
I let somebody borrow my car, which was my hand-me-down 2002 Dodge Durango. And I'm too nice of a person because I had friends that took it mudding.
Oh, no.
You know that?
Oh, no.
I'm not going to get on. Anybody ever been too nice of a person?
Yes.
Because that happened to another vehicle that I owned. I let friends borrow it. And then the vehicle came back about a year later. And
what?
The quarter panel was dented in.
What?
Do you not remember the red Dodge?
Now. Oh my lands. I remember that now.
I won't, those friends will not be named, but they brought it back and then got mad at me for getting mad at them about the truck. I was like, you guys gonna fix this? I mean, no. We'll just give you some cash. I'm like, oh, okay, this is a positive podcast. So we have Old School Piggly Wiggly number one. Public. No, not old school.
New school.
New School Piggly Wiggly number one. Publix. And then, I'm going to throw this one out there. King Soopers.
I knew you were going to say that.
I like me some King Soopers.
It was too crowded.
Or what was the fancy one? That was King Soopers.
Kroger?
No. The one in South Dakota in Watertown. No. Aberdeen? Mm-hmm. Aberdeen. Which one was that?
Was that a King Soopers too?
No. I'm going to find it. It was the one in Aberdeen.
Remember? I know what you're talking about. That was
we
fancy.
Went a couple of times.
Isn't it? You've hit a certain age in life when you start talking about how fancy grocery
Kessler's.
Stores. Yes.
Sick. That place was the bomb.
So fancy.
Coburn's. Remember Coburn's?
You're so funny.
That was not that great.
No, but they had the little cars.
Kessler's was legit, though.
Kid could ride in.
It was super. Whole Foods is fun. We went there a lot when we were in Denver.
Yeah.
But I just liked Kessler's for some reason. I didn't like the gigantic alcohol barn they had or whatever that was. That was kind of a waste of space. But
you know what? The Target in Tuscaloosa is the most amazing Target I've ever been in. But you know what it's lacking? Their concession stand thing.
Why do they not have a concession stand?
Because
Heather, tell
they
us.
Instead chose to put a giant, like, beer section instead of a concession stand. And I'm very sad because that is the best Target until you don't have a pizza to walk around Target with. It's very sad.
So, yeah, those are my top three. Notice Walmart's not on there. Walmart is a necessity. I get it. Like, it's usually the only thing around. When you live out in the country, you got DG and you got Walmart. But if I had anywhere else to go,
yep,
I'd probably go there.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's a madhouse at Walmart.
Yep.
What else we got? We don't have to do this all tonight. We're at 35 minutes.
Okay. Well, I do have to talk about my new fear. So, so this is really funny, actually. So Matt is always bringing up how, well, it's more like, I wonder why our kids are scared of everything.
Nope, I don't wonder that anymore. Not one bit do but I remember this.
But when he says that, he's staring right at me.
Yeah.
Anyway,
hypochondriac. That's not me being mean. She just called herself that today.
So I'm not a hypochondriac in the sense of sicknesses. Instead, it's like I'm a hypochondriac of other things. So I have this new fear of, we've already told everybody that we are packing boxes and moving things out. Yeah. Well, we have a
storage shed
thing building.
Really nice storage shed. With, let me tell people, it's a barn style with two lofts. It's thundering.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And it's brand new, so there should be no creatures getting in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I have this fear.
Creatures could get into it.
So as I'm getting boxes down from the loft part, I just have these like intrusive visions of a snake or something being on top of a box. And mm-hmm. as I'm like pulling it down, a snake's going to like fall on my face. And then I'm going to break something and have a heart attack because then the snake's going to be on me and I'm not going to be able to move.
Oh, my. Stop. So a lot of this stems from, first off, social media. Second off, I don't know why Heather ever thought this was a good idea, but they used to watch Something Bit Me.
It was not my idea. It was Georgia's idea. And I just said, okay.
So it would be like sharks.
Problem number
snakes,
one.
Snakes, spiders, bugs, anything. Like anything. Something bit and killed people or took their leg off.
Let's talk about this. Great white shark. Now they're in the Gulf of Florida.
Oh, yeah. We'll be in the Gulf next week.
Yeah.
Super excited. I love the beach.
So now we've got great whites in the Gulf. I ain't getting in that water. Two, alligators are on Florida beaches as well.
Technically, the great white died.
Did it die?
I thought it washed ashore.
It looked alive. I didn't know if it died.
It's on land.
Like,
it's probably dead.
Yeah. Still, that means they're out there.
Yeah. So, Heather, we need she has lots of fears. But we're working on them.
I'm not scared of, like, spiders or, like, bugs.
Lizards.
I am deathly afraid of lizards.
Fat.
Snakes.
Dryer lint. Fat on the piece of pork chop or steak.
Yes. And don't...
She's scared it's like going to dislodge in her throat and she won't be able to breathe.
No, I don't like the texture, so I'm just scared of eating it because I'll throw up on you. But,
Definitely lizards.
But not like the bearded dragons.
Oh, this was funny the other day. I don't even know if I should say it, but it's funny. We were having a Sunday night evening song service. When was this? 2 weeks ago. And totally forgot about it. And we have blue-tailed skinks. Is that what they're called?
Yes.
Blue-tailed skinks in Alabama. And they get in, there's just one or two that always get into the church building. And just, they'll come hang out with me in my office. Or the other night, we had our singing/prayer service. And one of the guys is going up there to read scripture to us. And there was just a blue-tailed skink just running around up in the pulpit area. And I was like, oh. And he stepped right. Oh, I was just waiting for him to be like, wah!
I just scared.
That was good. But it didn't happen. So it was still there, though. But the prayer service was great. We sang some great songs. And yeah. So, another win for me was, I forgot to say this, and we're going to end this with this win. This past Sunday, how we do our First Sundays, as we call them, First Sunday fellowships. We have Bible class, church, worship, if you want to call it that. Then we have a meal together, potluck style. And then we have a singing / devotional service right after that. So while everybody is stuffed out of their minds, we go in and sing. Well, we sang a song this week that I had been wanting to sing for a really long time, and we hadn't learned it yet, so I decided I'll teach it. It's called Shield About Me, and it is awesome. And we sang it, and it was great. So I really enjoyed that, and I was really encouraged by it. So it was a win for me. So yeah, it's been an awesome episode.
Yep, very good.
That's episode 17. We want to encourage you to get on our Facebook group, the Wednesday Podcast Facebook group. It's a private group. And we haven't been talkative lately, sorry. But we're going to put some more posts up there. We're going to put Heather's post about her watering can. What is that, teapot?
Oh, yeah.
And then my other post, whatever. Just get on the Facebook group and join the community. And we're going to try and be positive together because positivity is so important. I hope you're listening to this on a Wednesday morning and you're headed to work or something. And we want to encourage you to be positive today. Tell somebody something positive. Be positive maniacs, as we like to be in our house. It's been an awesome episode. Heather, do you have anything else?
No.
Awesome. We will be talking to y'all next week. And next week, we'll be on the way to the beach when this next episode airs.
Yep.
So cool. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.